This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Andrea Candy, a master herbalist and holistic health practitioner in practice for over 25 years. She has been successfully reversing chronic Lyme disease for almost 20 years. She lectures for the New York Botanical Garden, garden clubs, and corporate wellness centers throughout the country. Andrea, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me today.
Hey, you're welcome. So how does one protect themselves from attracting ticks?
Well, the first thing to do is to use essential oil of eucalyptus. On my website, I have the directions on how to use the eucalyptus, and one must protect themselves by using it on themselves as well as on their pets. It's really important because a lot of people have their dogs bringing ticks into the house.
Is Lyme disease more than just a bacterial issue?
It is. The medical model addresses Lyme disease as Bartonella, co-infection, which comes from cats, and Babesia and spirochete, and these are all bacteria. And the buzzword in Lyme disease is co-infections, but the medical model only talks about bacterial co-infections. What I see in my practice is that when people have chronic Lyme disease, meaning that the tick passed in more than just a spirochete and they did not respond to the initial antibiotic, then it means that that tick traveled around. The tick traveled around and fed on a dog and perhaps picked up a strain of parvovirus, fed on a mouse, fed on a rabbit, and other animals in nature. And what they're picking up are neuroviruses. They go right into the central nervous system and they piggyback the spirochete. So the spirochetes that are sitting there loose in the bloodstream are addressed by antibiotics. But the ones that are piggybacked to the virus has a strong protein wall that protects the spirochete from the antibiotic. So those spirochetes are never addressed by the antibiotic. So really, chronic Lyme disease is an issue of viral neuroviruses.
So what do the ticks feed on to pick up these diseases that we're talking about?
Well, they're feeding on dogs and mice, and you know, they also feed on cats, and the medical model will acknowledge that when a tick feeds on a cat, it will pick up Bartonella. And the reason they're willing to acknowledge it is because Bartonella is bacterial. So again, it's something that an antibiotic can address. But whenever there's a virus, they don't address it. They do not acknowledge that viruses can be part of Lyme disease, probably because they don't have the drug for it. I work with it in a very specific way. It's called energy medicine, quantum physics. So we analyze saliva to see what the frequencies are that the ticks have passed in, because into the saliva deposits the toxins of the body along with the RNA and the DNA. And we test that saliva against thousands of frequencies to see which frequencies are existing along with the spirochete. And then we make up these remedies by frequency. So, for example, Einstein came along in the 20s and 30s and taught us quantum physics, that all pathogens have their signature frequency. So if you can identify that frequency, and physicists do that for us by studying them under the microscope and measuring the frequency and publishing them, then we can identify those frequencies and have them made up. And when you take those frequencies into the body by water, by drops, then you're canceling out the frequency in the body. So if your spirochete is piggybacked by the virus that was picked up from a dog, we just give you that virus and it cancels it out. And let me give you a great example of that. A number of years ago, a mother brought a child to me diagnosed with PANDAS. I didn't know what PANDAS was, so I had to Google it. And PANDAS stands for Pediatric Autoimmune Neurological Disease Associated with Strep. So this little girl and her siblings all had strep. All given antibiotics, the siblings recovered. This little girl did not. And one day she became an OCD child, lots of tics and twitches and obsessive compulsive behaviors. So they tried giving her more antibiotics, and it wasn't helping. So she was brought to me. I analyzed saliva, found antibiotic-resistant strains of strep, and made those frequencies up for her. The child took those remedies, completely recovered, because those remedies canceled out the frequency of the pathogen in her body. Very effective way of working.
Yes. Now today we are with Andrea Candy, a master herbalist and holistic health practitioner in practice for over 25 years. She's been successfully reversing chronic Lyme disease for almost 20 years. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's General Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Andrea, do antibiotics address viruses?
They do not. Antibiotics address bacteria. So my protocols are basically three-pronged. First, I will give the vibrational remedies for the frequencies. Second, I'll give herbs. Now, I don't have herbs to reverse Lyme disease, but antibiotics can do damage to the liver, can do damage to the intestines. So I give the herbs that will help to nourish those organs and glands that need help. And the third prong is diet. People cannot go on eating diets high in sugar and carbs because they feed the pathogens. So while they're trying to get the pathogens out, I have them go on a low-sugar diet. Oftentimes, if they have enough joint pain to go with it, I'll have them go on an alkaline diet as well, so they're not bathing the joints and the cartilage in acid. But it's a three-pronged program. It's very successful.
And how do you resolve viruses?
I resolve the viruses with the frequencies. So let's take an example of the opera singer singing a note. The opera singer sings a note. That note vibrates at a particular frequency. The champagne glass is brought into the room. If it vibrates at the identical frequency, it will shatter. That's an example of quantum physics. So if we make up the frequency of, let's say, the strep in the body, if we make up the frequency of the strep in the body and you take those drops of that frequency, like, for example, strep in the throat vibrates at 60.24 cycles per second, whereas strep in the lungs vibrates at 60.92, very, very close, but not identical. So if you take the remedy that's prepared at 60.24 into your body, then it will cancel out the 60.24 in your body. It's a homeopathic principle, like cures like. And it's like sound waves that cancel each other out. So that's how we address the viruses.
Well, I'll tell you what, really interesting information. Now, tell us where our listeners can find more information or to be in contact with you direct.
I have a lot of information about Lyme disease on my website at andreacandy.com. Just click on Lyme disease, and you'll read all about it. And then through the website, they can email me. I'm happy to answer questions.
And finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Well, you don't have to be local to my practice, which is in Westchester County, New York, in order to work with me. Because I work by saliva, then people can send me their saliva sample and history, and I can do the analysis and then consult with them by phone and then ship them their remedies. So geography does not limit where I work with people. I work with people all over the country. And remember that if your Lyme disease is not resolved with the antibiotic in the first 4 to 6 weeks, there are probably viruses there that need to be addressed.
Well, certainly been good to catch up with you. We've been speaking with today Andrea Candy, a master herbalist and holistic health practitioner in practice for over 25 years and has been successfully reversing chronic Lyme disease for nearly 20 years. And the website of reference once again for more information and for contact is andreacandy.com. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. And remember that C-A-N-D-E-E for candy.
Yes, thank you for that. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.